I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. John Mayall and his band, The Blues Breakers, pioneered British blues rock, introducing it to a larger audience. They included musicians who went on to join legendary bands like Cream, Fleetwood Mac, and the Rolling Stones. Mayall moved to the States in 1968 and today has a discography of 70 studio and live albums. At 85, John still tours widely and then comes home to his favorite climate and way of life in Los Angeles. But it was in Macclesfield, Cheshire, where he first heard the blues.
Well, my father had a good record collection, and, you know, so I guess there was always music being played in the house. He had a guitar, and so, I learned how to play guitar in a rudimentary fashion. And, life goes on. I never considered that it would be something I could earn a living at, but it was a hobby.
I know you've got a song called Shortwave Radio. It sounds like listening on the shortwave gave you a way to hear music from far away.
Well, there was an access point where I could listen to music. There was very little on the British radio that was of a blues nature. So, you know, that was one place to be able to listen to music.
When I was a kid in art school in 1947, I first heard Albert Ammons, and I thought I'd gone to heaven. It was the blues. It was the blues pouring out on my radio. No one understood me, but the blues were showing me where to go.
I guess the question would become, at what point in your hobby interest do you turn to, you know, making a living playing music?
Well, I was 30 years old when Alexis Corner and Cyril Davis started off the blues movement in London, so this was the kind of music that I'd always listened to privately. It was a clue for me to get started, and Alexis helped me to meet people in London, and that's the way it all came about.
Tell me a little bit about how you formed the Blues Breakers.
Well, I think when you put a band together, you just pick friends that have an interest in the same kind of music that you have. So, yeah, we weren't, you know, a hit parade type of material. You know, I was a band leader who liked to play, and it was a very good situation for me. Not necessarily one that would make you more popular, but we enjoy playing together, and I picked the musicians that I wanted to share music with.
Well, some of your early bandmates include Peter Green, Mick Taylor, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, John McVie. What's your sense of what the Blues Breakers had that made the band so popular and attracted so many great players to work with?
The blues was something that took off. I mean, you had bands performing all up and down the country. The Animals were up in Newcastle, and there were so many bands between there and London. So it was the start of a movement where people were getting interested in listening to blues music.
How did you come up with the name Blues Breakers?
Breaking through is the main thrust of the song and the title of the band. So, you know, that's what we were doing. We were doing the best we could to draw people's attention to blues music.
All the loving is loving. All the kissing is kissing. Kissing. Before I met you, baby, never knew what I was missing.
Why blues?
The blues is something that people can relate to because it talks about real events in their lives and that they can connect to. It's a personal story that is transmitted through the music to the people. So that's what blues is all about.
Oh, baby, what have I done wrong? So tell me, what have I done wrong? You packed up all your stuff and you left your happy home.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.